too loud. Okay, I'm proud of you. B-R-A-D-A. Gucci too. Laughing to the bank. Suffocate. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, you should be proud of me because I fucking rock it, Picks. Welcome back to Too Loud. We are going to get into this week three NFL picks. But first off, before we get into the week three NFL picks, let's talk about how I murked you in week two NFL picks, Sal. You just got absolutely gang raped by my picks, Sal.
God damn.
I know. It was aggressive. No, because I was like 5-2. I only got my Browns pick wrong, but everything else was fucking beautiful. I chose the Jets. Not the Jets. That's the one I actually got wrong against the Browns. I chose the Jaguars against the Colts. You made fun of me. And I said what was going to happen. The Colts suck, and they're missing two of their top weapons. And that's exactly what happened. Boom. Roasted. Then I chose the Lions. And I said, I'm the only guy in California who trusts Detroit, Sal. Boom. Finger blasted. Then what was the other one I chose? I chose the Packers against the Bears.
Maybe you'd remember.
It was a minus 10.
Have to come up with these graphic situations.
It was a minus 10. I know. I'm thinking about too many other things. Like other words for it, I just fucking completely destroyed your ass.
Stop it.
And I fucking chose the Packers as they destroyed, because you're like, minus 10? Why would you choose Packers minus 10 in a divisional game? Boom. Fucking completely rim jobbed you. I don't even know if that was aggressive. That was just really sexual.
What does that even mean? Are you the one?
And then I also picked the Texans against my Broncos, because the Broncos are trash. Nah, the Broncos lost by, or they only won by 7 points. But just know, it was a staggering 3-3 in the beginning of the game.
How do you feel about your fans like doing the countdown to the game clock because you guys are idiots?
No, like I'm glad they do that because we need help because they suck, and I've been saying that all year. And yeah, and I got one more pick right. I forgot the other one. I'll get it. Sal, what was your?
Oh, I got every like single pick wrong except the only thing. You know what? I got everything
you got
wrong.
Every pick wrong
except for one, and I'm glad I got right this right. That the Titans are complete ass, and it got proved on Monday night.
Okay.
And
are you happy now?
Yes, because I got proved it right. All weekend I was like, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about, and then Monday night it proved me right. And it's what have you done for me lately? And that was starting the week off on a good foot. Because this week I'm gonna get most of them right.
Yeah, and I told you the commies were bad.
You know
said,
what you're?
Well, you said I want the Seahawks. They lost by freaking 20, even though the point was minus 10. You said, oh, I want the Saints. Bucks. I said the Saints are only good when natural disasters happen. Oh,
yeah,
my
the
last
disaster
pick.
Is that they try to fight Tom Brady.
And then freaking, I chose Falcons Rams. That was the other one I got wrong because of that pick at the end. Otherwise, I would have been 6-1 in my picks. Oh no, the block punt. It was a block punt for a touchdown. Other than that, the spread was minus 10, and it was a freaking 11-point game. So I would have freaking got that spread. Freaking too many people were hammering the Rams on that one.
You Cardinals said, almost came back.
Vikings are going to win. Ooh, Cardinals did come back. They won
by
six.
They won. That, never mind. The Raiders blew it. I thought
Raiders,
I had.
You
know what?
You chose Raiders minus 5.5. Like
you know what?
Asshole.
I looked at my parlay. Like, I do a parlay beforehand, so I have, like, my picks ready to go. Like, the teams I want. And
you
then
said,
I'll
oh, Giants suck. Giants lost to the Panthers.
No, the Giants beat the Panthers, but they no.
Beat them,
so
I mean,
that one, the Patriot game,
and the Patriots beat the freaking Steelers, like you said, Mike Tomlin sucks.
They're both close games, except they only give them 2 points on those spreads because I'm pretty sure they opened up at 3. But when we did them, you gave me the most recent ones where they moved.
Well,
bullshit,
research, bitch. And I chose and you know, in America's game of the week.
Because we should have done the show days prior, but you're all no, I don't want
to
do it.
We have to do a lot of stuff,
and
man.
I had to do it.
I'm tired. I wake up at like 7 in the morning. It sucks ass.
No, let's do it on Instagram where you're in a van all hot and uncomfortable. Well, I'm just snuggling up to my pug.
I was just laying
down. You're more comfortable making pics.
I was laying down.
And
I was hungover. I was hungover. I was super hungover. I drank way too much the night before. There was no thought going into this. All power and raw power.
Yeah, damn it.
And America's Game of the Week, I got Dolphins versus Ravens right.
Yeah, you did.
I chose Dolphins minus 3.5 because I said there's no BBLs over there, so Lamar Jackson's not going to be the same guy.
That game was crazy. I'm glad you picked. Keep doing. You know what? You're right. Keep picking the teams going up against the Cowboys. Stop picking the Cowboys because then we beat the Bengals and we look great.
Yeah.
Cooper Rush.
But I beat you 5-2, 5-1 in picks.
Although that was pretty much the Too Loud jinx because we were both like the Jamar Chase is going to kill the Cowboys.
Yeah. And now what's going to happen is that we're going to gather up all of these picks. And at the end of the month, you guys are going to be able to decide what Sal's punishment is on the Instagram page. And I like how Sal didn't even dispute that, like, it could possibly be me. You'd have to beat me like 5-0 this week.
I have to beat you by 5 picks this week. That's all I got to do.
Me.
I got to be perfect, and you got to suck.
And I got to suck ass.
I like those
odds.
Because
the month is ending. The month is ending and it is creeping, and I'm up 8-3. Sal, you got 2 picks right last week, and I sucked last week, so I only got 3.
Yeah, you're going to Vegas. You better put parlays on
My teams?
On these
picks.
Oh,
yeah, I'm going to do like $2 bets because I need to be cheap. So what's going to happen, Sal, is I liked your little I'm going to pick my team and I'm going to know everything ahead of time method. So I'm going to let you pick a team.
You went first on picks.
Yeah, and I got it right. Because I just got the
Why are you acting
matchup.
Surprised?
Any of these matchups intrigue you, Sal? We're going to start going into our week 3 picks. I'm going to let Sal start off because I feel bad for the poor guy. And whatever he picks, I'm just going to kind of just choose a pick next to it because I don't need this.
You're a bastard.
I don't need this, asshole. I'm going to just pick better than you. I've always been better at NFL picks. Like, you're better at NBA picks for no reason. No, I know basketball, too. And I was a fantasy basketball champion.
Just better. Just purely better.
All right. You like that Colts one? Choose that Colts Colts-Chiefs one.
You know what? You brought it up. I'm going to pick the Chiefs.
It's plus 6.5 Colts. You got Chiefs?
Yeah. Normally, I pick Colts, especially home money line, where they get in 6.5 at
you're
home.
You're lying. You're not going to pick the Colts. You're not going to pick the Chiefs.
When you can't beat the Texans and you can't score against the Jags, I'm not going to pick you over Patrick Mahomes.
It's like you learned.
But you know what's
going to
happen?
Nothing.
Shaq Leonard's going to be probably announced to play and it's going to drop to like 5 or something. It's going to be stupid fucking bet.
I got plus 6.5 Colts.
You're not picking that.
Do you remember the last time when Patrick Mahomes was hot and he was like dominating the NFL like the second year after the Super Bowl? And who did he lose to? Like to break their undefeated record? The Colts and Jacoby Brissett. Frank Reich kind of knows how to stop Patrick Mahomes. In that game. But they've never met in the playoffs either, which I'm inclined to think that maybe if they met in the playoffs, something could happen. Because they locked Patrick Mahomes up to 13-10 that game. That's with Tyreek Hill. So, boom. Suck it. So, you like that one?
It's not a pick because I picked the game first.
No,
so
but
you're not going to get a point for that.
But I'm just letting you know.
Like you always try to do.
I'm just letting you know, Sal. Colts, baby. All right, then. The one next to it's the Ravens-Patriots. All right. Ravens at Patriots. Patriots plus 3 at home. The Ravens and the Patriots historically always have the most like thrilling games, but that's with Tom Brady. This is with Mac and Cheese Jones. The Ravens secondary look like Swiss cheese, but I'm gonna go with the Ravens minus 3, even though they're on the road. I don't think the weather in New England is that different than the weather in Baltimore. I think what surrounds Baltimore is different than what surrounds New England, but yes. I got Baltimore. You always got to look at every other factor, Sal. Lamar Jackson, I said he couldn't afford to lose this game because he's still going to just keep doing good. Like, John Harbaugh is a great coach. So, is it John? It's John, right? Yeah, John Harbaugh. Great coach. I got Ravens minus Trey.
All right.
So, I see shuffling through these games. You're scared.
I'm not scared. What I am doing is I'm going to pick the Jags. On the road against the Chargers, minus 7.
Really?
Yes.
And why?
Because...
Chargers are good. You saw them lost one time to Patrick Mahomes, and now you think they're not good?
No, I think they're fine. I think they're good. They're good enough.
So you think this is just a good spread because Justin Herbert's not officially out yet?
Yeah. And Justin Herbert's on the rocks. Keenan Allen's on the rocks. This could be a good scrappy win for them, being like, oh, we have so many people hurt, but yet the Chargers found a way to win, and people are all hyped on the Chargers. Or it's a perfect out wrestling logic for them to lose. Either way, it's going to be close. They're not going to blow out the Jags. The Jags are better than they were last year. They're better than they were with Urban Meyer. Okay. They should win like 5-6 games. This could be one of them. If not, they could come close. 7 points.
All right. I got – ooh, perfect. I got Packers at Buccaneers. Buccaneers are minus 3. So everyone's hurt or suspended on the goddamn fucking the Bucks. But that D-line's good. Their linebackers are good.
Defense is actually still really good.
I'm actually going to go offense. With Bucks on the road. Or no, it's at Bucks. I got Bucks minus 3 at home. I think Tom Brady's just going to own him.
You're giving him? Oh, no, it's minus 3. No, no.
Cole Beasley, if anything, it might push. And then they just got Cole Beasley. And Tom Brady didn't kick it with – he's been kicking it with his wife and family every Wednesday. But this Wednesday, he said, no, I gotta be in the lab with Beast.
So, no one knows that's what he's doing. He's just taking
that's
a better 100%. Day off.
No, he's not taking the day off. Well, that's what he takes the day off for.
Well, is it that or like marriage counseling or something like they've been saying?
Same thing.
All right.
Don't be scared. There's no more picks. You're going to choose the Browns Steelers. You're going to choose Saints Panthers.
I'll take Texas the Bills Bears. To cover against the Dolphins.
Easy pick.
I think. I like easy it. Pick. They're giving the Dolphins 4 points, almost 4.5 points at home.
Good pick. Go for it. I'm going. I like Bills too. That's too loud, jinx, but I honestly like the Bills to beat them.
Now, I feel like a lot of people are going to pick the Dolphins with that 4.5 points, and because of what they did at home, everybody's going to expect Tua now to throw 6 touchdowns, and it's not going to happen. The Bills' defense is hurt, but give me the Bills.
All right, we got Lions at Vikings. Vikings -7.
They've been like the only games I've been getting right are Bills games.
Yeah, that's true. I got Vikings -7. I think the last week was just a fluke. It's literally, truly an anomaly. How Kirk Cousins cannot play anybody on primetime games besides the Bears. Like, that's his only primetime matchup wins. Everyone else he sucks ass against. And we called it. It was Kirk Cousins' primetime game. He's going to fold. Everyone thinks that Kirk Cousins and the Vikings suck again, but they're better than the Lions. The Lions aren't Vegas' favorite team. It's just, you know, they're just a new team on the up and coming, but the Vikings are here. So I got Vikings -7.
They play hard and they beat a team that win it. Like, yeah, of course the Lions are better than where they beat the Commanders this week, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, that makes sense. I'll give you the Vikings on that. Give me the Bengals against the Jets. +4.5.
Okay.
They should cover. I'm picking a lot of teams to cover.
I'm picking all the favorites.
Yeah. This is a scary... I have balls. I have...
Do you? You're shuffling through picks. I'm just picking the one right under it. I'm scrolling one and I'm saying, okay, I got this.
Regardless, everybody again, same thing. Jets 4.5 at home after scoring all these points against the Browns and their good defense. Super Bowl Flacco. Bengals just lost to the Cowboys and Cooper Rush. But the Jets don't have as good of a defense as the Cowboys do, so Joe Burrow is gonna eat. Don't disrespect Joe by saying they're going to say he's going to inferior. He can't beat the other Joe by 4.5. Although that Joe did win a Super Bowl.
He did. He has more Super Bowls than him. Next one, Raiders at Titans. This is your dream matchup. Raiders at Titans. Titans +1.
It's just a pick 'em.
This is probably the hardest one. I'm not going to lie. Because I think the Raiders are a good team. But it's Mike Vrabel. Mike Vrabel's a good coach. Like, he shouldn't go 0-3.
Yeah, but he doesn't have the talent this year.
Yeah, I'm just going to go Raiders. I got Raiders on the road. Still going to win. -1. They should win. They're not going to go 0-3. They can't. That last week was a demoralizing loss.
The Raiders are on. Yeah.
Yeah, the Raiders are on the road. So, who you feeling right now? You like that Eagles Commies one? You like that Rams Cardinals? About that Seahawks.
Give me
Falcons.
It's Niners at Broncos.
Pick 'em.
It's a pick 'em?
Legit pick 'em.
What?
Oh, that's spread right there. -1.5.
-1.5. So still a pick 'em. Your Broncos suck. But
you're gonna go with the Broncos?
Russell Wilson does play against the Niners.
No, you're not.
And he should know what to do.
Wow.
But I'm not picking Russell Wilson and the Broncos because you guys suck, and I'm picking the Niners.
We're at home, and we suck. All right. Oh, perfect. Cowboys at Giants. Giants -3. I got Cowboys +3 on the road.
Son of a bitch.
I definitely got Cowboys.
Oh, why did I just pick that right now?
Because you didn't scroll down fast enough.
Shit. I was going to be more dramatic and pick the Monday night game last.
No, I thought it was pick'em. So
God damn it.
I got Cowboys. I think that Daniel Jones
I picked
sucks.
The Sunday night one. That's why.
You said that the Cowboys dominate the Giants. So I feel like that's what you said.
Shut up. It's your pick. A reason that you think they're going to win.
In the words of Paul McCartney, that's what the man said. Song called That's What the Man Said, Sal, and that's what you said.
Damn it.
You're my Cowboys expert. So
picking your Rams. Give me your Rams. Last time I picked them, they lost.
No, that's a good one.
Give me the Rams.
I think they're going to cover that. That was -4. I wanted to.
No, I'm taking your Rams. I hope they lose now.
They're going to win.
Son of a bitch.
They're going to win. I got Falcons at Seahawks.
Fuck.
I got Falcons. Seahawks are at home. Give me Seahawks -2 at home. I got Seahawks -2. I think that the Falcons are just keep getting close and close and close, but they just can't keep beating the teams. That's just what's going to keep happening. It's -2. Seahawks are going to win by a field goal.
The loser of this game is going to have the number one pick. I guarantee that. Is that all? Fuck, Eagles, Commanders. Sorry for all the cursing, but this is annoying me. You know what? Texans, Bears. Give me the Bears. Bears should win this game at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are good picks you're making.
Give me the Bears at home. Against the Texans are not – are worse than the Bears. I think that's just the most I could say. The Bears at least have some talent on that team. Justin Fields is better than David Mills. Yeah.
I don't know.
David Montgomery should have a good game.
David Montgomery should have a great game. We're starting him in fantasy.
Yeah.
I'm telling people to start him too.
Okay.
All right. Those are the two matchups are next to each other, so I'll just get this one out of the way because I know you don't want to pick it. Eagles at the Commies. Commies plus +4. Eagles looked very impressive last week. The Commies have been looking decent.
They have the top quarterback in fantasy.
They do have the top quarterback in fantasy. It is a Carson Wentz revenge game. Opening spread, it says, was 6.5 right there. So we got pushed to 4. People are just hammering the Eagles. I got the Commanders. Should we get opening spread since that's what I've been doing? Because look, it looks like the spread right now is 6.5.
Have we been doing opening? I've been looking at the...
Yeah, the only pick'em one is the Bronco one. And that one, we looked at the spread, the actual live spread. Oh. Everyone else has been...
That's open, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll pick +4 Commanders. That's what I got.
Bold strategy, Todd.
It's a bold strategy. And then now you only have an option between these two. So I put them right next to each other.
You didn't put them next to each other.
Yeah, I did. They're right next to each other, so you don't complain. Right there. Choose your favorite, and I'll get the other
one. You already picked Ravens Patriots.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
Damn it. I would have just got Saints Panthers. All right, then. Do your thing.
So Saints Panthers. Panthers +3 at home. Saints were locking up Tom Brady last week. Panthers don't look good. That's a divisional game. Does Alvin Kamara play? If Kamara plays and it looks good, they should win. I don't like this game. Give me the Saints. Shit. I feel like the Saints are going to win by field goal. It's going to piss me off. Yeah. Give me the Saints. That's our last pick of the week. Sorry to end it on a dud, but let's go over these picks one more time. I have the Chiefs, the Saints, the Bears, the Bills, the Bengals, the Jags, the Rams, the Niners. Yeah.
I have the Ravens, Vikings, Seahawks, Buccaneers, Cowboys +3,
fuck
Commanders
you.
+4. Those are the
damn it.
The NFC East is the only teams I actually bet the underdog on. Believe it or not. And you know what's funny? I couldn't have even had a chance to bet on the other NFC East teams because they're playing against the NFC East teams I chose. So I control the NFC East this week, Sal. Just know that. I control your fate. I control who starts 2-1, who starts 1-2.
Damn it, the Eagles are gonna be undefeated. The Eagles and the Giants are gonna be undefeated. Alright, last game. You got Browns Steelers, who you got?
Browns and Steelers. Browns are the same color as shit.
Browns
so...
-4.5. At home.
Browns -4.5.
Steelers suck.
Steelers.
Or like they're just tanking. It looks more like they're just tanking. But yeah.
Browns -4.5 at home. You're right. Give me Browns. I got Browns -4.5. Just because I think that spread is also meant to scare you where you're like, dude, Browns 4.5, like
they just lost
to
the Jets.
There's like there's no way the Steelers should whoop that ass, but the Browns should just kick their ass, so yeah, that's my last pick. I got Browns.
Wow, that's a Thursday night game, so we'll know who wins that game and who goes up first and when my comeback begins. I need you to get every single one wrong. I need to get 5 right. It's gonna happen. Actually, I'm going to get 6 right.
Well, you need to get 6 right so you can win.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we have to do a tiebreaker.
Well, no, I think the next Sunday is the last Sunday of September, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I stop on my Sunday.
The last Sunday of September.
That's not what he said. Way to tie it back into the beginning, though. That's week 2 and week 3 preview. 2 reaction, 3 preview. Let us know. Hit us up with your fantasy questions. At Too Loud Pod. At Too Loud Sal and Ryan on TikTok. We'll be back with our reactions and on to the next week. And we completed the comeback and picking awesome games. See you later.
to episode of Too Loud with Sal and Ryan. I think we're like on 228 right now. We're going to go over 229. We're about to get into week 3 of the NFL. We're going to go over our recap over our picks. And we are also going to talk about how awesome we are in fantasy. Spoiler. But yeah, Sal, why it's September 21st and everyone's posting this song. Why are they posting this song?
Because he says the first words of the song are, "Do you remember the 21st night of September?"
He does not say the 21st night of September.
What do you think he says?
Oh, no, he says, oh, he goes, September.
That's what he says. You think he
says September? Yes, that's why I just don't understand.
What does
every day
mean?
Every day in September should count, you know? Like, it shouldn't just be September 21st gets the day for Earth, Wind, and Fire.
They said that's the day. That's what he says in the song.
Nah, he didn't say shit. All right, I didn't hear shit.
He didn't say tepe.
I've heard that song ever since I was a baby, and
no
I've
one
never
has ever
once
said tepe.
Yes, but we are going to get into fantasy football this week. We took on Austin Fair, Springfield J Fair Media.
This week we took.
Oh no, this week we did not. We do not take him on. Yeah, I apologize.
We play him this week, but last week we didn't play. We're coming off a victory over Bo Nose Bam.
Yeah, we are.
Kicked his ass.
Destroyed.
We beat him 100-74. He didn't even try. Looked like the Vikings against the Eagles. And it was because of, Josh Allen? And your,
My boy!
Yeah, your waiver wire pickup of the week, Curtis Samuel.
Yeah, I can see right here. He was the big reason why they won. Or why we won, just in general. But, I mean, Josh Allen just put the icing on top of the cake. It was him versus Derrick Henry. We were a little scared. And we had Greg the Leg Joseph, who I've been gassing up, and he only scored one. But Josh Allen is solving all of our quarterback problems we had last year. So we're completely fine in the clear. We kicked Bono Bam's ass. It wasn't even close.
Yeah, didn't put up much of an effort. He goes to 0-2 this year. We are undefeated, 2-0, the season.
It's not even.
And it's not behind. Well, I mean, it's kind of like how the Derrick Henry thing works, but it's with Josh Allen this time, and that's a lot better, more secure.
Josh Allen's going to win MVP.
The person we're playing this week, Austin Fair, is coming off a loss, giving Twin Double Stuff his first win of the year because he had Tyreek Hill, who scored 42 points in that insane game. Reading there when it's on the monitor.
Yeah, it was completely bullshit because I lost in a league where my team's awesome. I'm 0-2 in another league. I know those leagues don't matter, but I'm saying the whole point is I had Amon-Ra St. Brown, who dropped 39 points, and he still lost because of fucking Tyreek Hill.
Wow,
this guy's an animal. Do you think he's ever going to replicate this all year? Fuck no, huh?
I mean, he gets one 40-point game a year, but he's going to get close. Speaking of Amon-Ra St. Brown, not your father's has Amon-Ra, but it wasn't enough.
Not enough. It's fucked up. He dropped 39 fantasy points.
To be Lunch Money, who got 25 points from his Tampa Bay defense.
He won 115. Lunch Money won 115 to 104, so he barely won by 9. But it was easily. Because of stupid shit. The Tampa Bay defense. Especially with that pick at the end. That's what got him that 9 points. The pick at the end that went to the house. So
that's the one that probably won it for him.
Won it for the Bucks. Won it for Lunch Money. Won it for everybody. I mean, Jamar Chase and Debo didn't do him too great. But A.J. Brown, they all had solid games. Kyle Pitts sucks. I'm glad we didn't sip on the Kyle Pitts juice this year again.
Yeah.
He's trash.
He got a big day from Miles Sanders too. That probably won it for him.
I mean, a decent day. 13. No, that wasn't 13. That was a day. It was 11. That's how much he was projected to get. He just got
his
a solid day from everybody.
Yeah, and
everyone did their part except Kyle Pitts, and that's my point. Fuck Kyle Pitts.
Oh, he definitely lost because of Russell Wilson.
Yeah. Russell Wilson just had to score like a touchdown and a half.
It's just been the worst.
Yeah, the worst team.
God damn it. I hate your Broncos.
Yeah, I.
Say the fucking Hello? Line.
Let's lose.
Next game, we had championships. There you go, down to 0-2. I didn't even realize when I made that TikTok, the sad one where it's like raining and Mike is playing. I didn't realize that championships was 0-2 with Trey Lance as their QB1.
So it was personal?
I feel like because he posted it today too, and I was just like, oh wow, I just brought his team to a T. But yeah, he's 0-2 with Trey Lance as a starter.
He has two Broncos, Dalvin Cook. That's not how you win. That's not how you win. He needs to make changes. He has T. Higgins and Corlin Sutton. We don't need them. Our team's just good, right?
Maybe we could try to do.
We could get a running back. But I mean, a running back. No, he actually. Because look, he has four good receivers. Mike Williams, Corlin Sutton, and T. Higgins.
So. Yeah, Javonte Williams is probably the only.
But Kamara already came back, bounced back. He won. He started Mark Ingram. You know that didn't make the difference. Patrick Mahomes and Stephon Diggs and the Bills defense are what made a freaking difference.
Oh yeah, 44 points from Stephon Diggs and 22 from the Bills defense. Jesus, this defense is ridiculous.
Patrick with a steady 18 points, pretty much. Oh, 17 points, and no one else could. No one else even touched that. Josh Jacobs, Mark Ingram, they're all just single-digit guys.
Yeah, Kamara Reddy was losing going into Monday night, and then the Bills just carried him to the win. And the best game of the week, Mike and Hassan go down to 0-2 despite scoring 155 points.
Which would have been the second most out of everyone, because the first most went to your dad, the owner of the Too Loud Podcast, who's 2-0 now.
Yeah, he scored 156.
I mean, when you have Jalen Waddle, Jalen-ers, why is everyone having the Jalens? If you chose the Jalens this year, you're a smart fucking person. It gets me upset. I could have had both of them. And I chose Dak Prescott and Zeke.
That's
just don't
fault.
Remind me.
I don't know why you did that. I told you multiple times, stop drafting the Cowboys. It's not going to work.
But the Jalens were perfect. And Mark Andrews is who you always loved him to be. He dropped 25 fantasy points. If you would have did the double tight end system in our league, we may have still had. We may have still been 2-0.
That's my best league where I drafted Mark Andrews and Travis Kelce. Maybe this one and then that
but
league.
Look at how good their team did. They had Cooper Kupp. Amari Cooper dropped 25 fantasy points. Darren Waller dropped 17. Nick Chubb.
Oh yeah, he had a
32.
Bunch of touchdowns.
Like I'd be hot.
The one touchdown actually cost them the game because it gave the Jets back the ball with like too much time.
Yes.
And they were able to come back. Super Bowl Flacco, but it doesn't matter because the owner won and now he's 2-0 as well.
And he started. The owner started the Cowboys defense too.
All parts of Too Loud winning.
Undefeated. We're gonna have to take him out.
Team Coach Ben again. After
another win. I don't know how he does
he's
it.
He's
kind of
like the Ricky this year. Where
I don't
like,
know how he does it.
We were doubting Ricky all last year, and he just kept winning despite our best advice.
So you're telling me a team with Jamal Williams, Gerald Everett, Jerry Jeudy, who got hurt mid-game, Hunter Renfrow, and Devin Singletary is 2-0.
Well, Gerald Everett scored 13, but it was the 42 points he got from Lamar Jackson, and then the 32 from
Aaron
Jones.
Jesus H. Christ, dude. How is this guy getting lucky every time? He needs to start Tyler Higbee. Oh, no, he has Gerald Everett, too. He needs to double start both his tight ends because he has nothing going for him. Romeo Doubs. His bench is trash.
What do you mean
how is this
nothing
guy?
Over? He's 2-0.
How is he 2-0? He's Lamar Jackson and Aaron Jones and no one else. None of these guys I would ever ask for. But I guess when you're going against Najee Harris, who's a disappointment, DJ Moore, another disappointment, and Brandon Cooks going against the Broncos, you could win anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Justin Herbert got hurt mid-game.
I mean, Brandon Cooks still had 12. Well, he had 9 points, it's but I mean that's his floor.
And then Marquise Brown's not gonna like help your team win a championship. He's
basically, nobody.
Oh
no, he got 0 points from the Colts defense because they scored zero
and
points
he started
as well.
Butt-licker. He was
and
he's,
yeah, he was starting to. He was on his honeymoon. We said this.
He did.
But that was week two. We remain 2-0 with Coach Ben and the owner of Too Loud Podcast. But it's a close. It's close. Everybody's looking good. And now we move on to week three, where we play Austin Fair, who has Kyler Murray, DeAndre Swift, Melvin Gordon, Justin Jefferson, Terry McLaurin, Zach Ertz, Drake London, Bengals defense. Kyler Murray's going up against the Rams. How did the Rams do against Kyler
Mobile
Murray?
Quarterbacks, not good. But the Rams, like, never lose to the Cardinals. Like, they don't lose to them anymore. I mean, even last year, they kicked his ass in the playoffs. They demoralized him and made him, like, turn into this monster in the offseason.
DeAndre Swift could have a good game against Minnesota. I don't know what Minnesota – I mean, Miles Sanders had a good game against DeAndre. The
thing is, DeAndre Swift makes the most out of his opportunities. He's a fucking goat. He's so good. But we could have got him instead of Davante Adams. But I said you need a quarterback one, a wide receiver one, and a running back one. You can't have two running back ones, and then we're relying on Curtis Samuel and – Jerry Jeudy or some shit.
I think we're fine. Melvin Gordon would be a great fantasy quarterback if you guys do have a score in the goddamn red zone.
Dude.
So I'm not worried about it because the Broncos suck.
Broncos suck.
Justin Jefferson against the Lions could be scary.
It's going to be very scary.
Terry McLaurin against Philly. If they have a good defense, they should destroy
Washington. I think Gary Slay's
going to
guard him. Terry McLaurin's going to guard Darius Slay's going to guard Terry McLaurin. He's the best receiver.
Yeah, I know, but Terry McLaurin also scored on Darius Slay before. It's not
he's going to do it, but I'm just going to say that our Curtis Samuel should see most of the touches. So, if anything, we should
I think the thing I'm more scared of is Drake London against Seattle on Austin Fair's side.
Yeah.
For us, we have Josh Allen, MVP.
Against the Dolphins. Oh, my God.
That defense that got torched by Lamar Jackson.
Do you know what Josh Allen's record is against the Dolphins? 7-0.
Oh, he hasn't lost to the Dolphins?
Has not lost to the Dolphins. Wow. And that's not a big stat they're blowing up right now. That's just something they said on the show earlier. So I'm like, oh, yeah.
You say it.
It's going to happen.
We also got Joe Mixon against the Jets. Should be good. Nick Chubb had a day against them.
Oh, man. Joe Mixon's going to fucking eat. Last week, he had a slow day against the Cowboys. Now it's his time.
Cordell Patterson, who they're slowing down because they brought up Algier. But they're playing Seattle. So.
And then he'll just throw him the ball. It's okay.
He hasn't been getting any receptions, though. That's been the one knock against Cordell Patterson.
It's okay.
He's not catching the ball as much.
He doesn't need to. He will more when people get hurt. Trust. And then we have Davante Adams playing against the Titans. Easy money. And we have Curtis Samuel.
What did I say about the Titans?
What?
We'll get to picks later, but what did I say about the Titans?
You say they're the worst team in the NFL?
I don't know about the worst team in the NFL yet, but they're ass. And they're going to have the worst record in the NFC South, unless the Colts are that bad.
And then we have Tyler Conklin, who I just picked up off the waiver wire since Schultz got hurt. So we're going to rock with the Conklin. And he should be good. He's top 10 tight end so far. Especially if Super Bowl Flacco throws 50 times a game. We got David Montgomery going against the Texans, which is going to be easy light work. Guy should have at least 120 yards.
So you still believe in David Montgomery?
Bro, what are you talking about? He just rushed 122 yards in his second game. The first game was like a monsoon. So he's. And then how many times did Justin Fields throw? Like fucking 15 times because they don't throw the ball anymore. They run it. So that's our boy. Then we got the Niners going against the Broncos. Broncos are ass.
Yeah,
so we're
going to
start them. And then we're going to have Greg Joseph going against the Ligers. The Lions. I feel like he's going to at least score like 7, you know? He'll be good.
So on our bench we have Dawn Schultz is hurt, but we have Allen Robinson, who finally scored, actually did something last
week. Or TP against the Giants because
TP had a 20-point game
Cooper
against
Rush, Cooper Rush might just use him better and use him more.
Well, Cooper Rush throws checkdowns more, and that's where TP was getting his love.
But then we'd have to start him over Dave Montgomery, and I'm not doing that.
I would think, we put David Montgomery at flex. I mean, at running back, too.
Take out Cordell Patterson?
Take out Cordell Patterson, and then we either put TP or Allen Robinson. But, I mean, they're playing the Seahawks. That's the only thing that's like, oh, they should be good. Like, he should have a good day just
because
he's playing.
Yeah, we're going to start him because I'm going to shoot myself in the leg if it happens. I think we've been fine. We'll keep TP on the bench. That bastard's going to do good, though. I feel like he's going to do good. But
yeah,
our running
Giants.
Backs are awesome, though. Like, there's no reason to start them. We have all – these guys are all running back ones on their freaking team. So we should be good.
We're projected to win by 5.
Yeah, I think we'll be fine. I'm not going to say we're going to win because then we'll lose. So I hope we win. Naeem Hines against the Chiefs is good. But
I don't know about the Colts anymore, man. I just don't know.
Don't you think they're going to get their ass kicked, though, and at least put in Naeem Hines? Like, Patrick Mahomes is going to destroy the Colts.
They got their ass kicked by Jacksonville, and Naeem Hines still. I mean, he got, like, 9 points. He's averaging, like, the 9-point games. So, like.
Yeah, like James White.
Yeah.
Now we got Twin Double Stuff going against Not Your Father's Fantasy Podcast.
Your father's trying to get their first dub. But they started last year, and they ended up in third.
That is true. And they also have a top 5 quarterback in Carson Wentz. But we got Derek Carr going against the Titans for Twin Double Stuff. Jonathan Taylor going against the Chiefs. James Robinson against the Chargers. Tyreek Hill against the Buffalo Bills, where I think he will get at least double teams. So I think at least Tyreek Hill is going to get only 14 fantasy points this week. He's not going to go off for the fucking 50 he did last week.
And oh, Tyreek Hill?
Yeah, and if he goes off on the Bills' defense, then, dude, I know nothing about the Dolphins.
Well,
offense.
Actually, no, but Micah Hyde and, was it Tremaine Edwards got hurt?
Yeah, I was like, no, it was a different guy. I know who you're talking about. He got hurt, too. It's okay. It's okay.
The
secondary
is looking worse.
Still have Jordan Poirier.
It's looking worse.
Okay, whatever. They're still the top. They're one of the top teams. They'll be fine. Michael Thomas going against the Panthers, who I think he'll score a touchdown or two. Dallas Goedert, Tyler Lockett, Patriots defense. And Matt Prater to round it out. But I think I like Not Your Father's, honestly, better just because he has Austin Eckler and Antonio Gibson. I hate Antonio Gibson because he's good, but they don't like him. They don't like him or they don't want him, but they keep using him, and it's fucking unfortunate because he's the only guy there. But I like this. If Michael Pittman and Gabriel Davis start for him, I like it because he has Michael Pittman, Gabriel Davis, and Amon-Ra St. Brown, which is all going to
–
no one's going to get lower than 15 points on that. No, I say 14, and then they're going to get all the way up to like 28. So if you're getting 14 and 28 from three receivers, it's going to go crazy on top of Travis Kelce being your tight end. And then I like this.
Yeah, you say all these players that are like top players, but not your father's is 0-2. That's crazy.
They'll be fine. They'll be fine. Yeah, they even have Austin Eckler and Carson Wentz. Jesus. They should be twin double stuff. Twin double stuff's been getting lucky. Jonathan Taylor's been like caca. But if he doesn't go off on the Chiefs, I have no faith in him anymore.
Next game, Bo Knows Bam tries to get his first win against the undefeated. Forgot to mention earlier, lunch money from Las Vegas by Joe Burrow. Clyde Frog, who's been getting the most work out of the Chiefs' backfield.
Yeah.
They play against the Colts. Miles Sanders against Washington. Jamar Chase against the Jets should be big for lunch money. They also have Debo against Denver. And you say it's Debo season now?
Bro, Debo all the way. How the fuck did we let this... Who's this? Who's on the right?
Lunch
How
money.
Did we let lunch money get Jamar Chase, Debo Samuel, and fucking AJ Brown? What type of shit is that?
I think...
We're lucky we have Josh Allen. If we didn't have Josh Allen, we'd suck ass.
Yeah, that team looks good. That's why they're undefeated. They're projected to beat Cam.
Still starting Justin Fields. Kareem Hunt and Derrick Henry. He has Robbie Anderson, CeeDee, and Deontay Johnson. He drafted flat, man. Derrick Henry's not carrying the team, and CeeDee's not the guy who's supposed to be a second-round pick.
Yeah, he's looking like one of my other teams. With Justin Fields at quarterback, too, this is...
It's looking bad.
And he does have Mike Evans because he got suspended for fighting with...
And Chris Godwin is fucked up. His
Marshawn Lattimore.
We got Lunch Bunny, right?
Yeah.
Lunch Bunny's going to win this. Yeah. Joe Burrow, especially that Joe Burrow to Jamar Chase connection on the Jets. Like, oh, dude, stack them, and they're going to fucking score a lot of points and shit. Next matchup, Kamara Reddy going against the Mike and Hassan podcast. Kamara Reddy got their first win. Mike and Hassan is still yearning for theirs. Stephon Diggs is having a crazy year, but do you think he's going to finally get locked down? Because Kamara Reddy has Stephon Diggs. Kamara might not come back. And his next best option is Patrick Mahomes against the Colts, who's going to probably score 30. But then you're relying on Devontae Smith, Randall Cobb, and Mark Ingram, and Josh Jacobs. Those guys are going to give you 9 points.
Well, I mean, Devontae Smith had his game last week, and I think he's going to keep building. George Kittle maybe plays for him this week. I think that's his only choice, or maybe put in Marvin Jones, but yeah, he needs George Kittle to come back.
Do you think Stephon Diggs is going to go off on that Miami Dolphins secondary?
I think he's going to average at least like 12. Like how you said, like 14 points at least, just because they give him all the targets. Just keeps feeding Stephon Diggs.
Dude, God, I wish he did that last year when I actually drafted Stephon Diggs. Now, Mike and Hassan with this crazy team. He has a running back one. He has the top receiver. Amari Cooper gave him a good game. He has a top tight end. Like, where is he going wrong? And I can tell you where he's going wrong. He's starting Rex Burkhead and Aaron Rodgers. That's where he's going wrong.
Wow, they keep losing these close games.
And they have Garrett Wilson, too. Those bastards.
Oh, wow. They picked up Garrett Wilson.
And they have Dawson Knox. Oh, Dawson Knox and Elijah Mitchell being hurt are fucking them right now. Evan McPherson's a great kicker. Yeah, they're solid. They're solid, but they just have to put the right lineup together. They're projected to win. So they could win, because Kamara Reddy's only projected 97, but I still think Kamara Reddy will win. Nick Chubb's not going to do that every week, like where he scored 32 fantasy points last week.
Next match we have Pro Beer Sports against Champion Chimps. Champion Chimps trying to get their first win. And they have Jared Goff, Dalvin Cook, Javonte Williams, Mike Williams. Who do you think he's going to have another big game against Jacksonville?
Yeah, of course he is, because if Keenan Allen doesn't play, which I don't want him to play, I'm on a team. Like, he should just rest out one more week. They could put him in. Keenan Allen, I think, is ready to go. They've had like a week and a half to prep because their last game was Thursday Night Football against the Chiefs. But I think the Chargers are going to kick their ass. If Justin Herbert plays, though, he might play. Might play. He's trying to test it out.
Same thing with Leonard Fournette, who's questionable. He might play. T-Hawk is hurt for him as well. Pro Beer Sports, I can see why they win.
They have Tua, too. Didn't he also have, I think he had Kirk Cousins, too, but I'm pretty sure he dropped him. Probably dropped him because he's like, dude, I'm not doing that again. Because I remember he had Pro Beer Sports had three quarterbacks. Good he drafted three. Should start Tua last week, though. Would have helped him.
So should Champion Chimps start Cortland Sutton and T. Higgins, or go with like Rashad Bateman or Jahan Dotson?
I would go with Jahan Dotson instead of Cortland Sutton. No. I let it rock with what he's got. He's got good matchups. He's got the right guys in. Just because Mike Williams going to go off on the Jags. Cortland Sutton's the only receiver now since Jerry Jeudy's down. And the other stupid guy. T. Higgins against the Jets, that's cake. Easy. He's not getting guarded by their number one corner who's good.
And then pretty much the main event, two undefeated teams. We got Coach Ben against the owner of Too Loud. My dad, older Sal. Lamar Jackson.
He's starting Michael Gallup. Michael Gallup's coming back this week?
They're hoping that he could come back this week.
Damn, I have him in one of my leagues, so I could pop him out.
Yeah, it might cut into my Nino Brown points, though. I'm a little worried. Waiver wire.
Let people know who Nino Brown is. Who the
Noah Brown.
And who's Noah Brown?
What do you mean, who's Noah Brown?
Don't act like everyone knows who the fuck Noah Brown is.
Everybody should know who Noah Brown is. The second looking like the number one option in Dallas right now. Should be the waiver wire pickup of the week.
Let him know what Dallas you're talking about. You're talking about the Mavs? Or you talking
oh, my
about
God. Dallas Cowboys, number 84 for the Cowboys. Receiver Noah Brown.
Oh, my God.
A.K.A. Nino Brown, baby.
Giving him nicknames like everyone watches Cowboy games.
Everybody, of course everybody watches Cowboy games. America's game of the week.
Who's going to stand defeated, Sal?
Well, I mean, we never think Coach Ben's going to win. Is Aaron Jones going to have another 30-point game? Hunter Renfro might not even play. No, he's not.
Lamar Jackson gets the Patriots?
He might have another 40-point game. Jerry Jeudy's going to have no against San Francisco? Probably not. And I don't know who he's going to put in on his bench. Like, he just keeps winning these games. And as long as – we keep saying this every week, but as long as Saquon and Christian McCaffrey are still playing – well, no, Saquon actually, no. He's not going to have a good game against the Cowboys.
He's not?
He might get garbage points. He'll have a garbage point game. He might have like 13 at most.
Why? You guys lock him
at
up?
The least.
You guys always lock him up or what?
Yeah.
I guess.
But there are some games where like we're destroying the Giants, but he has like garbage points. So like he still ends up with like 13, 14 points.
Okay, we'll see.
But like, yeah.
Who do you got?
The guy with Jalen Waddle. Jalen
the Jalens?
Yes.
I'm telling you, man, he's got to change his name. Once we beat him, he can change his name to Jalen, and it'll be a picture of Jeremy Lin. Lin Sanity.
I don't think he's going to do that, but...
he would never do that.
But those are the games in the Podcast Fantasy League Week 3.
Yeah, we're going to... Yeah, and then also, for people who were wondering, what happened to Week 2? Just look on our Instagram. We forgot to say that. Too Loud Pod. At Too Loud Pod, we did a... Instagram Live, we did all our picks, and we talked about all the fantasy matchups. So sometimes we'll do that if we're spread out, you know, like some butt cheeks. But you get my drift, Sal, right?
Unfortunately, I do.
You understand what I'm talking about? A lot of friction. What's going on next, Sal? What's in the next segment?
We're gonna make picks.
We'll talk about our picks too.
Yeah.
Don't worry. It's monthly, Sal. You don't have to be sad, but. I guess September is the 21st of September. So.
It's too loud. Situation scarred her, so she moving off her. I can't save her. I got out of there. I ain't making nothing work. I'm an exit. Ain't no second guessing. I be going off what I.